Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Supa Tea Podcast Show. This is your host. And I have some amazing news to share with you all. Before I dive into this news, for the first time, I am going to, I would say for the first time, I want to say publicly is the word that's coming to me. For the first time publicly, I am sharing a download. Now, I have received downloads, and my spiritual journey has my mind like, because the way I am communicated with is astounding. And when I am open to just allow myself to be, it's amazing because the confirmations come right away. And I just had an experience like that. I know I've mentioned before that there are spaces, typically historical spaces, that call me. And I want to clarify what I mean by call me. I don't hear the sounds of the places. I feel the vibration of the places and the spaces. So more accurately to describe it is a pulling, a magnetic pull. It's a more accurate description. And oftentimes I go with the pull. Now there is a particular historical building in Manhattan. Manhattan is full of these buildings, by the way. But there's a particular building that I was not even walking by this building and it called me. I remember the first time because for the first time, I was en route to go visit some family members. I was on the number 10 bus, Central Park West, and the building called me. And I was like, wow, I gotta go there. And I remember going to their website. This was years ago, like maybe 4 years ago, maybe five. And, you know, I didn't go until, today was not the first time, but today was the first time that I actually sat in their auditorium, that I actually connected with its members. And also shared a very special moment right across the street at Central Park, aka Seneca Village, which is one of my favorite places anyway. Seems to be one of their favorite places and spaces too. And, you know, I was communicating and being communicated with, and the way everything just flowed so seamlessly. I was intending to go to a program, and I misread the timing. So I thought the time said 12:30, when in reality it said it was over at 12:30. And the program, I missed it, but I was still in the right place and space to have effective communication with a loved one, and to solicit assistance in supporting this loved one on their journey so that they can see and tap into their essence, their divinity. And it was just absolutely delicious. It was just absolutely delicious. And this download is not about that, because that was something that happened much, many hours ago. And It was good. It was a good Sunday. Now, ironically, when I started getting close to home, I decided to stop at the supermarket and get some dinner, which is excuse me, which is a fish, a particular fish that I just recently discovered that I'm absolutely in love with. It's called sablefish. It's a wild Alaskan fish at Whole Foods. Anyway, nonetheless, after I get my dinner from Whole Foods, I'm waiting at the bus stop. There's a young man at the bus stop. Before he pulled down his mask, it was like speaking directly to my loved one. The big brown eyes, the fair skin, you know. And I was just like, you know, and then he struck up a conversation with me, and we talked all the way until I got to my destination. And it was amazing because I had the opportunity to be encouraging. I had the opportunity to speak things that I typically don't have the opportunity to speak to these young people, and I've been wanting to speak to them, but I am respectful of the fact that they are individual souls and that they have their own journeys. And my spirituality is a very sacred walk. I never ever want to impose onto someone or try to dictate what their journey should be. Now, of course, because of a bit of wisdom I have, a sprinkle. I have insights that can be helpful. However, from my interaction with my own loved ones, I realized that an individual has to want that insight in order for that insight to be effective. Otherwise, it's like casting pearls among swine. It won't pick it up. So I'm cautious with who I share with and who I provide insight to. But I provided insight to this young man, and it felt really amazing. It felt really good. And I know that they are seeking this secretly. They don't talk about it, but I know that they are, because it's not the first time that it has come to me that is an area of service where I can be effective. And that is talking and speaking and advising the young, the youth, you know? So anyway, it was just phenomenal, right? So, although my physical body was going through some, and it still is, but I don't think I will have these same, vibrations in the morning, but there is pain that is, going through my legs. And nonetheless, I come home, I cook dinner, I eat dinner, and I'm led to a video, right? Now, before I'm led to the video, I'm given information that the building that I went to was holding things that belonged to me, that they were being stewards over these things. And I was like, okay. And when I say belong to me, I'm not talking about me physically per se. I'm talking about my soul. You know, they're holding things. They're being stewards over things, and that are just by my lineage, and not just my physical lineage, but my soul lineage belongs to me. Because although they have deciphered and they know to guard and protect certain sacred knowledge, certain things they cannot decode. So that was revealed to me. And I was like, okay. And then also what was revealed to me was to be me, to be in my complete essence. And a lot of other things were revealed, but I want to stay focused on the spirituality because I'm having dinner. I'm led to a video. This video is about Thoth. If you're into spirituality, I'm sure you know about Thoth, especially if you are of pure heart and pure intentions. You know about Thoth, right? Now, Thoth has Thoth's teachings, the things that Thoth has left, such as the Emerald Tablets, have come to me several times. And most recently, I decided to make it my screensaver, and it is currently my screensaver right now. And that's how it's going to be for a while. Nonetheless, I'm hearing it. The previous times I read it, just me by myself, and each time I read it, I have a new revelation. And now I'm hearing somebody else read it, and they're not reading it from book one all the way to book 10. They are reading the beginning, and then they are sharing their insights and their wisdom, and they're mentioning different organizations that have and that are in service to humanity. And so it's not the first time that someone has mentioned an organization and something in my spirit is like, check it out. The first time that this happened was, let's see, where are we right now? We're in 2024. Okay, Miss Irene was still around. This Alice Bailey's organization. It's called the Lucius Trust Organization. They're an esoteric school. This was, I want to say 9 years ago, perhaps 9 years ago, maybe eight years ago. And they're right here in New York City. They're very easy to get to. I went to some of their meetings, did their meditations, even checked out some of their books, volunteered with them on the mailing list, and have went to several gatherings. And now they're right across the street from the UN. So they've changed locations. Their initial location was near Wall Street, near South Street Seaport. And you can look them up if you want to. I'll actually share a link so that you can look up the Lucius Trust organization and affiliate yourself if you want to expand yourself spiritually. Alice Bailey is the mystic who formed that particular organization. And then other mystical organizations have kind of magnetized towards me. But I felt like with that particular organization that some people were using the esoteric knowledge for their soul benefit, even though they were being of service in a certain extent. In another extent, you know, they also were looking to maintain their current positions or further their positions on the hierarchy of mankind, you know. And I'm not to judge that. It's just I know in my core that my purpose is to serve. And the only reason I would go from where I am economically and otherwise on this planet and in this world is so that I am of more service to more people. That's it. Because I have everything right now. I have food in my stomach. I have clean water. I have clean clothes. I have warmth. I have, I could control my temperature. I have everything, and I also have people, souls who genuinely love me for me. And nothing can stop that love. And even though they have other attachments, nothing stops that love, And I just had to put that out there because I saw my brother. And I've been wanting to see my brother. And this person I'm talking about is really biologically my first cousin, but we call each other brother and sister. And I wanted to see him, and then life was just lifing, and it didn't happen. And then I felt the way, and I was just like, of course, I went to meditation about it. And when I went to meditation about it, I got the answers, got where the disruption came from, or not even the disruption, the distraction, whatever. I don't even know what to call it, but I knew where the interference, there we go. That's the word. I got where the interference came from. And because I love my brother, who treats my brother well, who my brother loves, they also receive a portion of my love. I mean, of course, because they're human beings, but they only get the level from me that they get from me because of my brother. And that is the whole truth and nothing but the truth, okay? Because I have had the opportunity to spend time with the individuals without my brother being around. And comments that they have made and things that they have said have had me look at them like, you better do my brother right, is all I know. Which they know better because they scared of my brother. They know not to play. Anyway, I don't want to get off topic. I see my brother today and it was a beautiful exchange. And I was just like, oh yeah, today's a good day. This was before I even got to the event, right? And which I didn't go to the event till I got to the space, because that's what I was there for. I was there to be in that space. I was there to do what I did. I was meant to go and share this, the time, and one of my favorite places that I go to anywhere, anyway, rather, and see something that I had already spoke just Tuesday coming to quick fruition Sunday. But I am just sharing all of this because it leads up to where I'm coming to share with you the message that I have to share with you. The message that I'm sharing with you is not from me. It is from those who also have dedicated their souls to serving humanity. That is the easiest way for me to say it, and the simplest way for me to say it. So we have help. That's the good news. We got help. We got help. We ain't here by ourselves. We got help, So it's a good thing. It should be reassuring because I know there's a lot of misleading things and a lot of dogma out there, but there is legit help. And perhaps the dogma does its best to describe this, But where I think the dogma fails is where they restrict you. They tell you, this is the only way. Don't go no other directions. Don't open your mind. Go only this way because this is the only way. And that's where I separate myself because there are many ways. I know only a few. But there are so many ways and so many paths of light, of love, of service to humanity, of service to Gaia, Gaia being the planet that we are occupying right now, aka Earth. There's so many ways to do good and to be good and to feel good in healthy, happy ways here. How dare I tell you that you must do it this specific way? No. I just want you to be encouraged that you can do it. I want you to be encouraged that we collectively not can, but are changing our world. Now, I know you turn on the news and you see that there's wars overseas. And I say overseas because I'm over here in the United States of America. I don't know where you are listening from. Predominantly, according to Spotify, most of my listeners are over here. But you could be listening anywhere in the world. That's the amazement of the internet. So I know that there are things going on in Ukraine, there's things going on in the Congo as far as them mining these materials that they put in these phones. I know there's a lot that's going on. But at the same time, you have people standing up saying, no, stop, don't do that. Whereas perhaps 40 years ago, that wasn't happening. It was just horrible stuff happening, and people were too scared to stand up and say anything about it. So the fact that people are collectively coming together and standing up and saying, no, stop that, that's not right. That right there is an indicator that our world is getting better. It's a process. It's not going to be overnight, although it could be. But for that to happen, everyone would literally have to wake up and realize, and like the people that's fighting the wars will have to literally like decide that they're not going to fight anymore. Like they have to just say, fuck it. I know I'm more than this body. I'm not gonna participate. I'm not gonna pick up this rifle. I'm not gonna shoot these people. I'm not gonna drop bombs. Like they would have that. That's a radical thing. Is it possible? Anything is possible. But more practical is the slow. Well, I shouldn't even say slow. The gradual awakenings that are happening, where people are just silently making these decisions. Some of them are silently making them like, okay, I'm not going to participate in this type of behavior. I'm not going to participate in your agenda. I'm not going to do it. It's wrong, and I'm not going to do it. And just say no. That's happening. But it's happening on an individual basis, bit by bit. Now, if it was to all happen collectively, then yes, like everything would shift rather quickly. I don't know how that would be, but to me, I think that the fact that it's happening is all that really matters. It doesn't matter if it happened quickly, it doesn't matter if it happened slowly. The fact is that it's happening, and that's that. So once you know that it's happening, once you know that our planet is getting better, that humanity is getting better, once you know that, then you take better actions. You make better choices because you're not just trying to salvage the moment, if that makes sense. You're not just trying to get a quick fix. You are living for your soul's purpose. And when you're living for your soul's purpose, you're gonna enjoy things anyway. Sure, you'll go through different emotions, but you're gonna enjoy things because you are in alignment with your soul. That's the biggest part of you. That's where your divinity is. So, anyway, I want to back up a little bit. Because I feel some of the message was coming out. It did come out. I couldn't even help it. It just spilled right on out. Like, okay. But I want to do it consciously so that I could just allow it to flow. Because it wants to burst out, you know? But I want to prepare my listeners. I want to prepare you for this transmission. So, because we're coming, we've had a lot of powerful times that have transpired within the last few weeks, right? We've had the eclipse. We've had we're right now in a powerful transit, and I'm not an astrologist, so I'm not even going to attempt to communicate where it's at, but go look it up. Go look and see where it is. I did my chart based on the day I was born, the time I was born, and I'm gonna share that with somebody who I know who can decipher it, because just looking at it, it's just I've looked at astrological charts before, my own, and I see the lines and I see the circles, and I'm just like, okay, all right, this means that planet, this means that planet. Oh, okay, cool. But this time I can see actually a geometrical shape in this transit right now, which is like, holy shit. And I'm not talking about the circular shape. I'm talking about like another geometrical shape. So anyway, let's go back. So I'm having dinner. I'm watching the video on Thoth. I'm getting information. As I'm watching the video, information is coming in simultaneously at the same time, and instructions is coming in. And during the video, they mention a particular organization, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna research this particular organization. And I researched the particular organization, and something propels, something inside of me. It's like, you need to let them know who you are because they can be of assistance to you. So I'm laughing, right? Because I announce who I am. And I tell them what the type of assistance that I want. And then I go read about them. But that's how it went. And then as I'm reading about them, they are basically saying that they do exactly what I asked them to do. And my mind was like, holy smoke. Holy smoke. Like, it was like me reading what I literally just said. It was almost like they answered my email without even answering my email. It was astounding. It was astounding. It was really, really astounding. Now I know to those who may not be on a certain plane of awareness, that they're like, what's so astounding about it? It's just a coincidence. You just was in alignment. But we're in this day and age where we're not going to downplay the astoundment of spirit. We must recognize it. We're not going to put it into a box, neither. We're not going to say, hey, this is the only way spirit is going to communicate with you, because then you're limiting spirit. Don't limit spirit. Don't limit yourself. Okay? Be encouraged. Okay? So I'm going to go now. I'm going to take a few deep breaths. And I'm going to, and this is my first time again doing this publicly, because most of the time when I get information, I'm just like trying to decipher it. I'm having communications. My journey, you will get it in the biography, but it has been astounding. I mentioned the Lucius Trust organization, which I will put the link in there for you to do your own research on. But there's been other organizations that have come to me. The Luciferians, that's an organization that has come to me. And I want you to learn the etymology of words. The etymology is the origin of words. So some people think that Luciferian and Lucius is synonymous with a negative force, and it's not. Both of those terminologies in Latin come from a core word that means light. Light. That's what Lucius, that's what Luciferian means. It means light, light bearer. And also even the word Illuminati. Let's put it out there. Illuminati means illuminated. Again, light. Not synonymous with darkness, with evil, or with anything of that. Now, have there been individuals who have had dark intentions that have grouped themselves together with these particular organizations? Yeah, they have. But those individuals, that is not what these different things stand for. And you know, I'll use a biblical verse for this. You know the type of tree. It is by the fruit that it bears, period. So, again, this is going to be my first time just allowing, allowing myself to channel, these greater forces that are around all of us at all times. It's just we're not aware of them. And I want to say before I take these deep breaths and allow this transmission to come through for you, that I want to express my gratitudes for them, for them being of service to us relentlessly. I'm grateful for it. And it's an honor. It really is an honor that I'm in this position. So I'm gonna take a couple of deep breaths and then I'm just gonna go. Greetings. There is some amazing news for you all. If you're hearing these words, it means that you are currently incarnated with a human body. And that in of itself means that you are on this current planet, what you all call Earth, at a spectacular time, the most spectacular time in human history. You have the opportunity to be a part of the beginning of a golden age. Now, what that means exactly is that by your choices, by your constant frequency and vibration that you are in control of, that you have the power to reject anything that doesn't support the frequency and vibration that you want, that you are able to literally have a heavenly experience while being in your human form. Heaven has been described in the past as a place that you obtain after you leave your body, but we want to remind you and let you know that you can have heaven in your human body here upon earth. And not only can you have it for yourself, you can be part of the collective vibration that is rising. And as that vibration rises collectively, globally, then that heaven is actually being created on this earth. It has been created before. It's not the first time. It's just the first time that it's happening here. So what does that mean? Well, that means that you need to put your imagination to work, because that is how things are created. Before anything comes into physical form, it has a mental form. And right now, your mind is filled with images. Filled with images. Images that you have been told are entertaining, that may actually be harmful to your mentality. Images that you are shown of other individuals less fortunate than you, which causes your vibration to sink unless you are mindful and able to, instead of stay in a space of despair or negative emotions, that you're able to offer love and offer compassion towards the people that are less fortunate than you. But you have a mobile device, and I'm pretty sure there are other items that you have that someone else may not have. And that in of itself is a reason to be grateful. And being grateful is one of the quickest ways to raise your vibration. Everything is energy. You are energy. Your thoughts are energy. Everything is energy. In this time, you are able to consciously create a life that you love, and you are able to live a life where you are godly, because you have that spark within you. You have God's spark within you, and you can tap within yourself, doing simple things, being still, going out into nature, putting yourself in a good vibration, a good state of mind by choosing your thoughts. And you have the power and ability to choose what you think about. You have the power and ability to choose the type of life that you want, and to see the good, and to focus your attention there. And we encourage you to focus your attention on the good, not on the negative, on the good. We know that the negative is very tantalizing, very tempting. But you have, when you know that you have to make a choice, and you have to keep making those right choices over and over and over again. So be encouraged. Be encouraged this full moon to be very intentional. Now, the full moon is a great time to be intentional, because you have many forces that are always available to you. But during, and particularly during the full moon, you have very, very powerful celestial bodies. The moon is a very, very powerful, energetic celestial body. So is the sun. So it is important for you to learn the different phases of the moon so that you can utilize that huge celestial energetic body to assist you. Now, you coming into the knowledge and getting the information of the fact that you are indeed powerful doesn't mean that you don't have assistance, doesn't mean that you don't have support. However, be aware that the support and the assistance that is available may not be in the form of people. It can be in the form of people, but sometimes it may not be in the form of people, and that does not mean that you have no help. For whatever you ask for, you shall have, and whatever you feel and know to have, you shall have even quicker. So be encouraged. Be encouraged, be of great cheer, be of great joy, and be very mindful and specific this current full moon that's coming up on the 23rd. We're already in the full moon energy, and the same way that we are speaking and communicating with your host, which is, she's also our host right now, temporarily, for she has opened up herself and allowed us to speak through her. It's the same way you could tap into these energies yourself and get answers, get information, get guidance, anything. So, open up your mind, open up your heart, pay attention, and allow yourself to tap into your divinity. And when you get comfortable with your own divinity, then you're not going to be so skeptical about the divine presence and the divine energies that are around you. You're actually going to be able to recognize them much more easier because you'll be comfortable with you. So get comfortable with you. Know that you have that spark within inside of yourself. So pull it out. Call it out. Call it forth. Use your tongue. Use your mouth to call forth your divinity from within you. And to call forth whatever goodness you want to see and experience in your lifetime and on the planet. You're powerful. Know it. And yes, that means you have to be responsible. Yes, you cannot be lazy with your power. Because if you're lazy with your power, then you're only going to get lazy results. But it's worth it. It's worth you studying and going deeper and deeper within yourselves and discovering your magnificent essence. And for those who may have done morally questionable actions, know that you, if you're still here, then you have, and when I mean still here, still incarnated as a human being, that means you have the ability to change your actions going forward. So, what are you going to choose to do? Because the power of you is in your hands. Stop giving it to other people that are trying to be manipulative and trying to control you. Operate, learn, master yourself, your divinity, your power. And then, once you've mastered it, and during the mastery as well, do good. Do good as much as you can. Do good for yourself. Do good to yourself. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. Think good of yourself. I don't care. I don't care what is going on in your physical body right now. Think yourself well. Think yourself how you ideally want to be. And figure out what it's going to take to get you there. And then work at it every day. And no matter how you feel during the process, do not stop until you have the results that you desire to have for you. Apply this to everything in your life, not just your physical body, to your finances, to your economical situation, to your love life. Do it for everything, to your family life. Do this for everything. It is a simple formula. See it in your mind, feel it in your body, and be open to how it manifests itself. Simple. Takes practice. You gotta discipline yourself, especially if, depending on how old you are, how, I wouldn't even say old, depending on your age, because that will determine how much programming you have gotten. And of course, your age is just one factor, but of course, your family life, there's many different factors that influences how certain thought forms are introduced to your mind. But know that you have the ability to discard any thought form that is not of service to you and not to your well-being. You could throw it away. It may take some time and it may take some digging, because many things are, you're not even conscious of. Many things are in your subconscious. You have to dive within to clean house. But once you clean your mental space, once you have gotten comfortable with your divinity, man, once you are willing to operate in your power responsibly, you will know why some people are so freaking happy. They're happy because they know what they know. And I encourage you to increase your knowledge, to increase your wisdom, to increase your love. And that is all we're going to say right now. Thank you. Hey everybody, my first time doing a public channeling publicly. I want to encourage you to every day, daily, tap into the greater part of yourself. I cannot tell you how to do that because that is a personal thing, but I encourage you to do it and to do it constantly. And you will experience your life transform. So be encouraged. And thank you for tuning in to the Super T podcast show.